Once again, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Greg in Indiana, who says, "My gay partner and I have lived together for 2 years. 2005 was the first full year we've lived under the same roof. I pay more than 60% of the household items, rent, insurance, food, etc. Can I legally file as head of household? Does he qualify as a qualified person under IRS standards? Any advice you have would be great. Dear Greg, under the new IRS guidelines just released, probably not. You're affected. Straight couples are affected. Heck, even parents with adult children living endlessly at home are affected. I'm getting the same kind of question from people all over. However, I say probably because it's not totally clear to me. I thought I'd found a piece of the definition of relatives where it talks about people living together not in violation of local laws that might make the relationship work for tax purposes, that might only allow you to have a dependent, or not, since you're still not relatives. However, under tests to be a qualifying relative, here's how IRS defines it in the new version of Publication 17 that came out for this year. To meet the test as a member of the household or relationship test, this person must either live with you all year as a member of your household, like your partner, or be related to you in one of the ways listed under relatives who don't have to live with you. Obviously, he meets the first test. Then, under head of household, the definition goes like this. You may be able to file as head of household if you're unmarried at the last day of the year, you paid more than half the cost of keeping up the home for a year, and a qualifying person lived with you in the home for more than half the year. Well, hello! Sounds like a good definition to me, which sound like you qualify. But even the tax pros are asking for clarification. This morning I came across an answer to a similar question from Lara Schwartz, an attorney for the Human Rights Campaign, which was just posted this morning. I'll give you the link. She basically says you don't qualify at this point, but there may still be a chance that you'll be able to file as head of household. Stand by and keep reading Ask Tax Mama. I just had a chat with IRS about this yesterday and asked them to clearly define how this new law will affect cohabitating couples of all kinds. Hopefully, I'm going to get an answer this week. Remember, you'll find answers to questions about filing status and all kinds of tax issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.